It's all about the strawberries at the Chattanooga market this week, according to their press release on their website. They come in fresh picked from early morning, juicy and red all the way through, not white in the middle like those bred just for shipment. We'll have chocolate-colored strawberries, strawberry salsa, strawberry relish, strawberry lemonade, strawberry shortcake. It's endless. Strawberries this Sunday, May 16th, at the First Tennessee Pavilion. If you can't wait till Sunday, they say, hit our new midweek Thursday Plaza Party from 4 to 7 p.m. at Miller Plaza downtown to grab your basket of strawberries. And while you're there, grab a beer and enjoy some live music by Jennifer Daniels. So did you.
Well, we've been fortunate enough. Chattanooga seems to embrace the whole buying local, buying fresh food movement, and we're just glad to be a part of it, and glad that Chattanooga's supporting the local farms and our market.
The Chattanooga market realized last season that in order to meet the growing public interest in local food and products, and to provide local farms, artists, and entrepreneurs with additional retail opportunities, that they needed to expand. The question was, how, where, when, and why? And that was something they studied for quite some time, they said. I think they've come up with a solution. And market manager Paul Smith tells us more about it.
The Thursday market, last year we ran it from, we just had the concept late in the season. So we ran it the last 2 weeks in September and then all of October. And we learned that maybe October is a little too volatile, a little too cold, gets dark a little too soon. So we're going to run it from now on, from May to September on Thursdays in Miller Plaza. So every Thursday through the months of May, June, July, September, they will have a Thursday market from 4 to 7 in the Miller Plaza. Now, we call it the Market Plaza Party so that people will know where to go. Last year, we had people showing up at Thursday at the First Tennessee Pavilion to a big empty cavern, which is what it is if you've ever seen it empty. So we try to distinguish the difference. So it's the Chattanooga Market Plaza Party, and we do have some of our bigger farms committed to coming, and most of the time we'll have live music or some kind of fun event to add to the atmosphere. But we'll also have art and photography and pottery and that type of stuff, so that you get the same feel and energy from the Thursday market that you do on the Sunday market. Just be a muted version.
The Chattanooga market is the second of three farmers markets in the state of Tennessee to receive approval to accept Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, benefits, commonly known as food stamps.
It was a system that the market in Knoxville ran a pilot program last year. It's basically a system of wooden nickels, and we've already had them printed. So they'll bring their, we have the card machine. It's almost like a credit card. If you didn't know any better, it'd look like a credit card. We swipe the machine, give them so much credit, and then we give them out the same number of dollars in wooden nickels. And then they can buy those on the, buy any kind of food item. And the fascinating thing is they can even buy tomato plants and blueberry bushes, food producing plants, which, you know, is you're going to get a whole lot more out of buying a tomato plant in the long run than you will out of buying a couple of tomatoes. Any value-added farm product that jellies, I'm trying to think, honey is another one that they'll be able to purchase. And hopefully those, you know, eventually people will stop using those things in convenience stores where the prices are so high and they're not getting their value that they were intended for. But, you know, they'll be able to come buy strawberries and tomatoes and lettuce and all the squashes and anything that we have to sell that's under that category. The statistics are right now in the United States, one out of every four children in the United States receives food assistance. One out of eight families. And it's not the same as it was, or sometimes there's a social stigma attached to it. But right now there are thousands and thousands of millions of great qualified, hardworking people that are unemployed and deserve assistance that aren't going to stay there, that aren't abusing the system, and it's I think it's the right thing to do in a situation like that. And so we're trying to just make it to where they can still get fresh food too.
Last season, 2009, the Chattanooga market sold $458,465 in local agriculture and food. Their total vendor sales were $1.4 million. And for other nonprofits, they made $58,929. For the 2010 season, which has just begun, they've sold $75,538 in local agriculture and food. In local art and products, they've sold $88,000, and their total vendor sales so far this season are $217,000. Don't forget the Chattanooga Market this weekend for the Strawberry Festival and the Thursday Market Plaza Party at Miller Plaza from 4 to 7 each Thursday from now until September. For more information, go to ChattanoogaMarket.com.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.
For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.